Bolivia, World Socialists mourn Evo Morales' resignation after election fraud. By BenQ on November 11, 2019. Leftists around the world expressed dismay Sunday after Bolivia's far-left leader Evo Morales announced his resignation, following the publication of proof of fraud in the election that extended his tenure. Leftists have attempted to falsely brand Morales' resignation a coup because the military issued a statement Sunday saying that, if the Organization of American States, OAS, overwhelming evidence that fraud won Morales the October 20 election is true, then Morales would have to step aside and allow free and fair election. Morales announced his resignation on Sunday evening after nearly 14 years in power. His resignation sparked celebrations from his opponents, who accused him of attempting to build a Cuba-style communist dictatorship while overseeing a plethora of human rights violations. In a televised address, Morales said he was stepping down for the good of the country. However, he later accused his opponents of a coup attempt, declaring that dark forces have destroyed democracy. Morales later said on Twitter that the police had issued an illegal warrant for his arrest and that violent groups had attacked his home in Cochabamba, a city in central Bolivia. "I denounce to the world and the Bolivian people that a police officer publicly announced that he is instructed to execute an illegal arrest warrant against me. Likewise, violent groups assaulted my home," he wrote. "The coup destroys the rule of law." One of the first to defend Morales was Venezuelan dictator Nicolás Maduro, who categorically condemned the resignation of one of his closest socialist allies. "We categorically condemn the consummate coup d'état against our brother President Evo Morales," Maduro wrote. "The social and political movements of the world declare ourselves in mobilization to demand the preservation of the life of the Bolivian native peoples victims of racism." The foreign minister for Cuba's communist regime, Bruno Rodriguez, called for a global mobilization to protect Evo's life. "We in Cuba strongly condemn the coup in Bolivia and stand with our brother President Evo Morales," he wrote. "He is a protagonist and symbol of the claim of indigenous people to hashtag our America. We call for global mobilization for the life and freedom of Evo." Following a night of disappointing election results, the leader of Spain's far-left Podemos party Pablo Iglesias described it as a coup d'état. "Coup d'état in Bolivia. Shameful that there are means that say the army makes the president resign. In the last 14 years Bolivia has improved all its social and economic indicators," he wrote. "All our support to the Bolivian people and Evo Morales." U.S. Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, DMN, who previously came out in favor of the murderous Maduro regime in Venezuela, bizarrely called on the world to unequivocally oppose political violence in Bolivia. The resignation also drew a furious reaction from a number of leftist journalists and commentators, including the Gray Zone Project's Max Blumenthal, The Intercept's Glenn Greenwald, and The Guardian's Owen Jones. "If we let the right-wing military coup in Bolivia succeed, then democracy will continue to die everywhere," wrote Jones, considered one of Britain's most influential hard-wing campaigners. "We have to fight it wherever we are." Follow BenQ on Facebook, Twitter @Ben_Q, or email him at q@Breitbart.com.